Coming up on TMS, those dogs are super cool.
How quiet was the place?
I would have fired her too.
Gap is bad at geography.
All you can eat, nothing.
No more bugs on a plane.
Recommendals and more on this episode of TMS. Tom is not here.
Sure, he blows pot. Has been for years. It's great, man. Enhances the senses, opens your mind, stimulates real creativity.
Goo ball.
The morning stream. The morning stream.
I have as a mission. This is the morning stream.
Man, you're into it there. I like that. That was great.
That's my cult dancing, like dancing you see in a documentary about a cult or in a church that does snake bites.
That is so accurate. I just saw, I watched that big, long, you know, Wild Wild Country, and there are people doing that in there. They do that thing in that cult.
They do. Yeah, they do.
Oh, my gosh. I think they even did it in the Waco documentary I saw. You know, my Waco Cintiq that I use all the time.
I do, yes.
Anyway.
So everybody wearing Nikes and drawing on screens.
There you have it. We're back, everybody. It's TMS for Wednesday. I'm Scott. That's Brian, and we have a show to do. Welcome, and how's it going? Hey, a couple quick things. Let's get right to yesterday. So yesterday was a little bit weird. We had some you had to leave early, and then we had some guest issues, and then we had some, you know, some strange conversation at the end of it. But you went to a thing, and I would like to, I guess, follow up on the thing. How did the thing go? You had to get up and tell people on a podcast or something.
Podcasting, production, promotion, and perils panel. So that email that I got during the show, like minutes, I think actually as I was picking the closing song or describing the closing song, email came up from Nicole saying, hey, just letting you know, Mark is under a deadline, so he's not going to make it.
Oh, really?
Now, yeah, so it was down to me and Nicole. Now, here's the thing that I haven't talked about, because talking about it when I'm going through it seems to make it worse.
Okay. All right.
I have been having panic attacks about speaking on this panel for weeks.
Oh,
I don't know why. I can't explain it. I can come on here and I can do this microphone thing and be here, and I can even do the Viva TMS Vegas and be up on a stage in front of a table or whatever, no problem.
Sure.
But man, for whatever reason, doing a panel like like it's imposter syndrome. I'm sure it is, because I'm just basically expecting that I'm going to freeze and be incoherent up there, or that I'm going to be telling people stupid things. And
this happens to people. Absolutely. What you're describing absolutely happens to people. And you know what's funny? It's like me with my panic attacks when I'd have them before Nerdtacular. It was always well in advance. It would be all the lead up was the hard bit. Once I'm up there.
Exactly.
No big deal.
Exactly. As soon as the thing, if I could just find out about a panel I'm on 5 minutes before I have to do that panel.
Yeah, that'd be great. Like, just yank you up.
Half an hour before I have to drive there. Exactly. Don't tell me I'm doing it. Just pull me up and drop me in the seat and tell me what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But, why you seem so light and free today, by the way. You just seem loose.
Oh, my God. Yes. It's like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders for the past month. But so what Nicole doesn't know and still didn't know and still doesn't know even now is that for a while there on Friday when I was like, you know what? No freaking panel is worth this crap I'm going through. I think I'm going to bow out. And I even talked to the host and she says, totally fine. I totally respect that. Tell you what, give yourself the weekend. And if you still feel like you don't want to do it on Monday, then.
Sure.
You know, I'll make up some excuse. You're totally off the hook.
Right.
And so, you know, wrestled with it over the weekend. It was almost just going to be Nicole.
What happened to Mark? So he had a wood deal.
Mark
he had to make
a,
a.
Mark had a deadline. Yeah, he had a deadline. Basically, his day is a little bit tougher because of the kids in school and what time they come out. And he has a very narrow window for when he needs to get things done. And they've got a trip coming up next week and they've got a bunch of stuff they need to get done before that. So poor Mark had to, he was freaking out, but only he was freaking out because he had a deadline, not because He was worried about being on a panel.
Right, right.
But so it's funny. It's like, I don't know what it is. It's just that it's that imposter syndrome, unknown audience, as Lemonade 2020 says. But fear of public speaking, I think, is, hasn't it been rated as like the number one fear over arachnophobia and claustrophobia and
I think it's the, I think it's even like it's more than a phobia. I think it's just a natural human instinct, and some people may get over it, but it's like this. It's I think that the idea of having you being the pinpoint of everybody's eyes in a room of however many people, and you don't know them, and there's an expectation they're going to gain something or learn something or whatever. I think that's just human nature. I think we're just like, you're not all looking at me, are you? Like it's I feel that way. I know how that feels. I hate that.
So I'm up on, so the panel starts, and I had a chance to, the other thing that helps is getting a chance to talk to some of the people in the audience beforehand. And it was an audience of maybe like 20, 25 people. They had a packed room, and I think it was because they decided to bring in Chipotle, but they had a packed room and no windows to open. Why do you get Chipotle in a room where you can't open a window?
Bad idea.
You had a chance to, you know, introduce myself and get a couple names, and even was like thinking, okay, well, I'll bring them up. Yeah. In one of my responses. But so we start this whole thing, and they're asking us questions like, well, you know, what's what do you recommend for just starting out? What do you think some of the biggest advances have been in podcasting over the years? And da 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 da. And for the first 15 minutes, I mean, we're talking Nicole and me, and then they brought in a couple other people to kind of help fill out the panel. But they're people who work there at CU who actually do a podcast for CU, and it's and so they're kind of like shoe-ins for this panel, like, or easy step-ins for the panel, because they're doing podcasting. Sure. They weren't planning on it, but like, oh yeah, we'll do it.
Right.
So we're answering all these questions. We're talking about, yeah, you know, well, when you're just starting out, you know, you want to get you want to find something you're really passionate about, and make sure that you know you're creating a show that's compelling for you, and not just worrying about if it's compelling for the audience, and blah blah blah. And talking about, you know, where do you find good you know, hosts to upload your shows to, and what software do you use, and stuff like that. And about 15 minutes in, or maybe even 20, 30 minutes in, I go, well, wait a minute, let me get a show of hands really quick. How many people are here because their business, their company told them that they want them to start a podcast, and not here because you're kind of a hobbyist wanting to start your podcast? Every hand in the room went up. So we're answering all these questions as if these are people like, I'm just wanting to get into it, find something I'm really excited about doing. No, it's like, yes, I work for this auditing company. I work for the city and county of Denver, and we need to come up with a podcast. They've told me I need to come up with a podcast for this. So
that gives me gas.
So I said, okay, all that passion stuff that I told you a minute ago, forget about all that. Your company told you you're doing this. Don't worry about being passionate about your subject.
Yeah, and it's also hard because, like, every once in a while I'll have somebody ask me questions and they're doing that. It's like, yeah, I work for a pharmaceutical distributor and they want to start a podcast. I'm like, why? And what it is some executives like, oh, this podcasting thing's big. We ought to get in on this. How do we get in on this? Like, I had a guy come up to me the other day. Just random dude on the street guy says, hey, I hear you're in the podcasting. I said, yeah. Now he's like 65. He goes, well, you know, I'd like to know what I can do to, you know, I want to leverage Twitch for the business I have. I want to leverage Twitch. I'm like, you don't know what that is. You don't even know what we're talking about. Like, it's the worst conversation. So finding that out.
You know more about the word leverage than you do Twitch.
Yeah, guaranteed. he's like, now that can, you can have people doing things on camera, right? I said, yeah.
Yeah.
And he goes, now that can go anywhere, right? That's the whole idea, is it can go anywhere. I'm like, well, it's a streaming service. It's like TV. Oh, it's like TV, is it? Oh. I'm like, what did you think it is? I can't.
I just thought it was the hip and cool thing that all the kids were doing. Yeah. I just wanted to get in on it. I didn't know what it was or what it looks like.
I got to leverage it for the youth. Anyway. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had fun. Did you?
It turned out great. As a matter of fact, they said that they've been doing these lunch and learn panels for a while, and the woman who puts it on, who actually works for Todd Cochran and Blueberry as well as working for CU, And she was at the 2008 Coverville concert. She was she's been at the podcast movement. She didn't see me go up on stage for the Hall of Fame thing, but she did see Todd Cochran go up on stage for the Hall of Fame thing. She was there for that. So it's she's been in the podcasting space for a long time.
Sure.
And so I saw her and I kind of recognized her. Anyway, she said afterwards that in all the Lunch and Learns they've done, they've never seen an audience stick around longer than the end of the panel to keep asking us more questions and getting more. And usually they bug out of there as quickly as they can to get back to work. But this time they're like, well, hold on. Can I ask you something? Or let me find out a little bit more about the morning stream or Coverville. Actually, there's probably a bunch of new listeners. Hello, people.
Oh, hey, what's going on? We've made fun of you. Welcome.
Ah, you almost saw me poop my pants on stage. Hello. Hello. Thanks to a combination of nerves and Chipotle.
That's right. Nerves and Chipotle. And then the Chipotle did like a catering deal or something? That was
yeah,
how they were there?
Yeah, they brought in catering for with Chipotle. And I was really good about like, all right, well, you know, maybe I go a little bit more rice and a little bit less black beans.
Good idea. Good idea.
No chicken and maybe not so much on the sour cream and stuff. It's like...
Oh, man. Immediately people are suggesting title for the show, Nerves and Chipotle. It's pretty good. The Adventures of Nerves and Chipotle.
Nerves and Chipotle. He's a cop on the edge. She's a burrito stuffed with gas. Together, they're Nerves and Chipotle.
I like the idea of, I mean, I like Chipotle, so I like the idea of their of them catering. I didn't know they did that, so that's cool. Yeah. You know who else does it? Weirdly, Chick-fil-A does catering, which totally surprised me.
Yeah, but not a few things on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, that's true. Can't get in there yet. Although In-N-Out's open
up. Crazy Neighbor boycotts.
Oh, they boycott them for that reason?
Crazy Neighbor boycotts. No, not because they don't do Sunday, but because of that whole their CEO and the gay comments
that guy's
eight years ago.
It wasn't even that long. Yeah, it was like 2012 or 13. But he sucks. F that guy. But it doesn't matter. These franchise owners, they're separate people. They're just working to make a living.
Their chicken's good.
Yeah. Tell your crazy neighbor he's crazy. Okay, the other thing I was going to say about that food thing was what? Was that, Chick-fil-A related. Oh, In-N-Out's open on Sundays now. That used to be not true, but now it's true.
Really?
Yeah, they used to be closed. They still have like little biblical scriptures on the bottom of their drinks and stuff, which is a thing they do.
I didn't know that.
Oh, they're hardcore Christian family-owned deal. And they used to be closed on Sunday, but last couple of years they've been opening. Anyway, every day they have to say penance and rub some beads, or I don't know what they do. what's his name there? Or this is my recommendation. If you want the best fast food shake, because a lot of questions about who's got the best fast food shake, and I mean the big brands, In-N-Out, McDonald's, Burger King, that level.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A. I've never had a better shake than I had at Chick-fil-A.
Really?
I can't believe it either.
Wow.
I was shocked. I did it out of a fluke.
Even over the Jamocha shake at Arby's, because that's what I put kind of at the top of the list.
I may need to try one of those again. It's been ages. Okay, I'll tell you what. Today, I got to go I'll try it there.
You know what? I'll try a Chick-fil-A shake today. You try Arby's Jamocha shake. We'll report back.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's see. But I was surprised.
You know what? I totally will do it.
And I don't we don't have Shake Shack here, Rainbow Bright, or I would probably agree with that. I assume that anything with the name Shake in it's probably better than most shakes. But of the kind of base level fast foods, I was shocked how good it was.
What flavor are you? Just go for the chocolate kind of guy, or what do you usually do?
Chocolate, and I will vacillate as they say between chocolate and strawberry.
Okay,
they're both quite good, but you could go either way. I mean, maybe for comparison's sake, you go the chocolate so that the Arby's one is similar to that ish.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm curious what you'll think. It's pretty damn good.
Frosty's, and Free Rangers, sorry, you can't compare a Frosty from Wendy's. It's not a shake. If you can't suck that thing through a straw, and you can't, not without busting a blood vessel in your head, then it's not a shake.
It's also just straight up not a shake anyway. Like, it's just, I don't know what that is.
It's ice cream in a cup.
Is it even ice cream for all we know? When it melts, it goes to a weird place. I'm telling you, Wendy's Frosties aren't, there's a reason they call it a Frosty, by the way. And not a shake.
I remember the rumor in high school. The rumor was that Frosties were potato based. Like it was frozen whipped potatoes.
Oh, gross.
With chocolate syrup or something.
I wouldn't be surprised. Somebody in there says it's like a chocolate slushy, and they're pretty close.
Yeah.
And that's the reason they give you a spoon. I'm telling you, there's something wrong with those things. I don't trust them. They're good with fries. I like dipping fries in those things. But then again, I don't like Wendy's fries, so they're all like wet and potato-y.
Frosty contains not just milk, sugar, and cream, but also corn syrup and artificial flavorings.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that sounds great. The thing I had, at Chick-fil-A was absolutely a shake. It was great. All right, so we'll talk about that. All right, real quick, last night we did a late show. It's a Tuesday, $5 Tuesdays, so we like to go to movies on Tuesday nights when we can. And took the kids to see Isle of Dogs. Mm. Now, this is a...
Isle of Dogs.
Isle of Dogs, almost like I Love Dogs. But
yes.
Isle of Dogs. The Wes Anderson animated movie. He hasn't done that since The Fantastic Mr. Fox. And it's utterly wonderful. I loved Isle of Dogs. Immediately leaped up to my top five movies of 2018. I don't know where it sits, and we'll wait till the end of the year to see. But I absolutely loved this movie. Incredible, awesome, weird, trippy, cool movie. And I recommend it to everybody. And you're gonna love Bryan Cranston's in it. He's fantastic. Mm-hmm. He's one of the voices, one of the dogs. Whole big cast of people. Of course, Bill Murray's in there because you got to. It's Wes Anderson.
Sure. Yeah,
not Wes Anderson.
Edward Norton Jr. Wes Anderson.
Anderson. What's wrong with my brain? Yeah, Wes Anderson. Yeah. Doesn't sound right for some reason. But yes, Ed Norton's in there.
Anderson.
Edward Norton. Who else?
Frances McDormand.
Yes, she's in it. Harvey Keitel plays the weirdest character in this thing.
Oh, really? Okay, now Harvey Keitel not a typical Wes Anderson player.
No, but he's fantastic for the brief thing he does. It's awesome. I loved it. Cool. If you don't even like animation, see it. If you like animation, you're going to love it. Every frame is a painting. It's incredible. Mm. It's so good.
Well, I think it's going to be wait for video for us because we've got Deadpool coming up. We've got Solo coming up. So I think our next few theater movies are taken with geekier things.
That's true. Also, this all forced me to, I finally caved and got the movie pass deal. So I'm getting that.
Oh, did you really? Oh, you'll have to let me know how it is.
Yeah. I'm a little nervous. You have to wait until you get the cards. So it's in like another week, or we'll get them in time for Solo, I think, but probably not Deadpool. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like the idea of seeing a movie a day all month for $10, it's stupid. It's stupid not to do it.
It does seem stupid not to do it, yeah.
Here's the only problem. They don't support any kind of upgrades, which is fine with me because I don't care about 3D.
IMAX.
I don't
3D,
care about IMAX. I don't care about any of those. So for me, it's fine. 2D movies is what I'm into, but I can't tell what's going to happen with like all of our major chains here in Utah. Are slowly but surely upgrading to Atmos, Dolby Atmos surround. I don't know if that's an upgrade or not. And if it is,
I think it is. I think you're not going to be able to, because there is a surcharge or a premium charge at the AMC we have that's got the Dolby Atmos. And so I don't know.
Well, that means they're going to have to figure that out, because if the entire, you know, if these entire multiple chains within my state are upgrading to that and they're all considered upgrades, then MoviePass doesn't work anywhere.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
And
so,
you know, the rule about no seeing movies twice with the MoviePass. So no Avengers Infinity War. You have to see it instead of twice. You see it half the time, just once.
Oh,
instead of twice.
Wait,
cut that in half.
I see what you did there. But I think I thought it was I could see one movie a day, didn't matter what movie. I thought. And it could be a repeat.
No, you can't. Yeah, you can see one movie a day, but you can't see the same movie twice. I don't know if it's even in a month. I think you just can't see the same movie twice.
I thought it was the other way. Well, okay. You're probably right. Nonetheless, it seems like a dumb idea not to do it. So we're going to try it. Kim and I are doing it. We're going to experiment. We easily, you know, $10 a month for each of us, we would have spent one visit to the theater.
I was going to say, that's one visit, maybe two visits.
Yeah, if you're lucky. That's if we do two $5 Tuesdays. But a normal day is like $10.50 or something here, and like on the coast it's like what, $14 now for everybody out there in New York and LA and stuff.
Crazy.
It just seems like a really smart idea, so we're gonna give it a shot. You saw The Quiet Place, and I really want to see that, so that's probably next on my list. How's that deal?
It's excellent. Now here's the thing, you know that when I go to a movie, something goofy is going to happen, right? There's going to be somebody who pulls out their phone. There's going to be somebody talking. There's going to be something going on like that. There's something about this film, something about A Quiet Place that makes people even consider crunching their popcorn loudly. Like, I was worried about that. Yeah. We had popcorn, and I'm like taking a piece and putting it in my mouth. And then waiting until there's something going on and crunch. It's like I'm Andy Dufresne waiting for the lightning bolt to come or the thunder crack before he bangs on the pipe to get out.
Right. So he can get he can crawl through all the shit and come out clean on the other side.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
But holy cow. Yeah. No. The theater was A Quiet Place, which was good. Amazing. And the film is really good. Emily Blunt's chin still bothers me, but whatever. I'll live with it. I had no idea. I knew Jim Krasinski was in this.
You know he directed it.
John Krasinski. He played Jim on The Office. Jim, I had no idea he directed it.
Yeah, he's an up and coming man with that stuff. It's cool.
He was great.
Got some new multi picture deal with somebody doing some science fiction movie next or something. I'm all excited about his future. I think that's great. It's totally cool.
Yeah, there would be times in the movie where like the dark monsters would come out and do something.
Yeah.
And then he would just look at the camera. just make that face.
Yeah, just look at it like The Office.
Like it was Dwight, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. One of the creatures would come and he'd leave their staple or stapler trapped in some Jell-O.
Jell-O.
Yeah. That's how that works. Apparently he's all for an Office reboot. So he's like wanting to do everything. I think him marrying Emily Blunt has done something to his blood. He's just like, I'm going to be real creative and make movies and roar. Like now he's like this huge big shot. He's got a show on Amazon. He's the... the new Jack Ryan series.
Oh, really? Is him? That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, he's playing.
Yeah, he
Jack
could totally
Ryan.
Do it. I wouldn't have believed it before seeing this film. He could pull off a Jack Ryan style character. I would have said no. He's too goofy, silly, dorky. But no, after this, totally can pull.
Yeah,
it
he's
off.
All buffed up now. He was in that 13 Hours military deal movie that came out not long ago. So yeah, like that guy. Way to go,
that guy's
Jim.
Good.
Good job, Jim. My wife saw The Quiet Place. She also liked it. I just need to get and see it. I want to see it.
There you go.
All right. Well, Babel Royale time, everybody.
Babel Royale!
Yeah, this is going to be fun. Genie in the chat will tell you all what the number is, all that stuff. We're going to get Dunaway in here because he's our participant in said game. And this should be a whole lot of fun. So strap in, sit back, and get ready. For Dunaway, hopefully to answer his phone, which will happen shortly, I'm sure.
Sure.
Unless our schedule weirdness lately has messed him up, which is entirely possible.
Oh, has it really?
Well, I don't know. It might have. That's my worry. It's still sitting there. Nothing. Okay, great. Oh, I think we might have it. No. Everybody, look, it's Brian Dunaway for Babel Royale. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Oh, here I am.
Oh, hi. I'm so excited to compete with you today and see if we can't help somebody win something.
Competition is healthy. Last we talked, I guess my Coke machine drinks, and I heard there was a bit of a turnover afterwards, after I left.
Oh, yes. You weren't there for that. I thought we discussed that while you were still on the line. No, yeah, we... Yeah. We determined that Seagram's is indeed a Coke product, even though it's not listed on the Coke site, which is where I was pulling my list. even though it's not on there, somebody pointed to a Wikipedia page that shows that, yes, it is. And actually, someone even sent me the current label from a Seagram's can saying bottled by Coca-Cola or something like that, or Coca-Cola product or whatever.
So. So the moral of the story is never give up even when you're wrong.
That's right.
Never give up. Never surrender. Yeah. By the way, could you unfreeze me, Scott?
Oh, are you frozen? Why are you frozen?
Apparently frozen.
Oh, it's not me. It's Skype apparently has you frozen.
Oh, is it? I'll turn off my camera and turn it back on. How's that?
That's a really funny shot, though, of you.
That's what people are saying.
Yes. All right, that cleared it. I don't know. Right, I don't know what caused that.
Goo ball.
It may have been a goo ball.
Goo ball.
All right.
Goo ball.
Goo ball.
Goo ball.
All right. Hey, it's done away and time for you guys to call. I know some have already tried, but keep calling in, everybody. I'll answer you this time. 801-285-9395. And we'll take you in here for your questions.
So while we're getting our contestant, and you can interrupt anytime once we get a contestant, somebody pitched the idea of saying that instead of flipping a coin, the person who is being bet on should get to go first.
Oh, I'm down with
you
guys
that.
Like
that? Sure. Okay.
Yeah, a little tweak to the formula. I like it. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Clacky D of the chat.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Utterly fantastic. Good. And you and
Clacky D.
Yep. Where are you from? Where do you live?
Des Moines, Iowa.
Ah, Des Moines. Des Moines. That's fantastic. Welcome to the show, and let's play the game. Brian, you want to explain these rules and how our friend in Des Moines could win?
I certainly will. Welcome, Clacky D. Here's the deal. I'm going to give Scott and Brian Dunaway a topic, and they're going to go back and forth with answers for that topic. If one of them gives a wrong answer or gives a repeated answer or takes too long to come up with an answer, the win is going to go to the other player. Your job is to predict who's going to come out on top based on the topic. Today, you are playing for a copy of Warhammer, the full game, Vermintide, as well as the Dwarf Helmet DLC, thanks to Chance. Pixel Puzzles 2, Birds, thanks to Lisa. So you get Warhammer and the DLC for Warhammer, as well as Pixel Puzzles 2, which is a really cool, like, jigsaw puzzle style game. I looked at this on Steam today, wondering if I was going to steal the code, but I didn't. I was really good about it. And it's really cool. It's like a really cool jigsaw puzzle thing.
Yeah, it's worth playing. Yes. There you go. Okay, let's do this. What's our topic?
Yes, so before they can start, I'm going to give Scott and Brian their topic, and they can start thinking about it while I ask you, Clacky, who you're going to pick. Your topic today are games in the Legend of Zelda series.
Oh, Lord.
Games in the Legend of Zelda series, not including Legend of Zelda, because that would be...
Come on. Okay.
Well, who cares if it's obvious or not?
Well, listen, Brian makes the rules. That is to say,
I make the rules.
Yeah.
So believe me, there are 18 games. I can take one of them off the list for you guys. How's that?
That's fine. I think that's
fine. All right. So, knowing that that's the topic, Clacky D, who do you pick to win this Babel Royale? Oh, and I should say, by the way, big thanks to Steve, a.k.a. Thorgan, for suggesting this Babel Royale. He's going to get a prize as well.
Okay.
All right, sorry. Go ahead, Clacky D.
Well, I don't see any Zelda behind Scott, so I'm going to go with Dunaway on this one.
Ooh, snap!
Oh, there's one right over there. It's out of frame, but I drew one.
You're right, because we just recently did a Super Mario cartoon. He did not even realize it was a cartoon Zelda from the 80s.
No, I had no idea.
Oh.
No idea.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Dunaway. It's fine. It's a good pick.
So Dunaway is the pick, and therefore, with these new rules, Dunaway gets to go first. Go ahead and tell me your pick.
Oh.
So you're not doing that damn coin anymore. That coin is flawed.
Yeah,
come on. I'm living in the past. All right. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with Ocarina of Time.
All right. Ocarina of Time. Of course. Came out in 1998.
About, Scott?
Okay. So I'm finding it in my list so I can cross it off. Yeah, 1998 for the N64, Ocarina of Time.
All right.
For the N64.
N64, one of my favorite consoles and one of the places I played Zelda the most.
Ah, very nice. That's called sandbagging. Here's my answer.
That's called conversation.
Still one of the best Zelda games ever made. Possibly the best Zelda game ever made. Link to the Past on the Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
That's right. 1992, Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past.
Okay.
Very good. All right.
Majora's Mask.
Ah!
2000, Majora's Mask, also for the N64, where Brian played all of his Zelda.
Yeah, correct? That's not a great game. Majora's Mask kind of sucks. That game sucks. That's just, what? I'm putting it out there now. Compared to Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask was a huge letdown, but whatever.
Yeah, it's fine.
I was holding that one until the end because I didn't think he'd remember it.
Stop sandbagging, Scott. AKA having conversation.
Let's get the newer one out of the way. Breath of the Wild.
That's a good one.
Very good, of course. Okay. 2017, one of my favorite games in the series.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Skyward Sword.
Oh, the Wii game. Oh. Well done.
Yes.
2011, the Skyward Sword. Very good.
The second console I played the most. Sorry, sandbagging again. Sorry.
I don't think that's sandbagging. I think sandbagging is when you've got, when you have an answer and you're pretending you don't. When you don't.
Oh, like, is that sandbagging?
No. That's sandbagging. You guys are stalling, and that's totally fine.
All right.
Oh, stalling is fine.
Right. I'm going to go with Twilight Princess.
Very good. For the GameCube and the Wii, Twilight Princess.
Yep, simultaneous release on both. One of them was reversed, so literally it was mirror backwards.
And oh, really?
Yeah, it's because the Wiimote would usually be in someone's right hand, so they flipped it so that's what your sword hand was. I don't know. There's some reason to do with that, but yes, if you play the GameCube version and if you play the Wii version, the screen, like if there's a scene where there's a tree and a rock here, it's flipped. Everything's flipped.
Right. Yeah, all the dungeons are flipped, too.
Yeah, dungeons are all flipped.
Interesting. Oh, that's cool.
Super weird. Chat room's calling me out on Majora's Mask. You guys, it's not a good game.
It's good game.
No, it's not. I mean, it's an okay game, but terrible. It's not. Yeah, see?
Terrible.
Terrible is right. There you go. All right.
Fine.
Your turn, Dunaway.
It's my turn. A Link Between Worlds.
Oh, that game's great. That's the
DS game. I never played it, but my son 3DS. Played the crap out of it.
3DS game. Yeah, that game's 3DS. Great. That game is basically Link Before Time. Yeah, it's basically that again, which is why it's so good.
It is, 2013. Very good.
I'm going to go with, speaking of DS, let's go with Phantom Hourglass. I owned that.
Oh,
very good.
Still owned
2007.
I never played that one.
I still have that somewhere here.
For the NDS, the dual screen. Oh, the Nintendo dual screen. That's right.
Yeah.
NDS.
Was that the one that was all touch screen?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
A lot of it.
You still had a button. You know, you still had your D-pad and buttons.
But, yeah, I'm trying to remember. There were two. It may have been the other one whose name I think I remember, so I'm holding it until my turn's again. Mm-hmm. But it may have been that one that was all screen. As opposed to more control stuff. I don't remember.
Anyway. I'm dealing with a couple of D-pads right now. Yeah. I'm going to go with the Wind Waker.
The Wind Waker.
The Wind Waker. Very good. 2003 GameCube Wind Waker.
Still my pick for best Zelda game ever made. It's a fight between that and Link to the Past and that are the fight. Those are the two that argue with each other. Oh, man. We're starting to get... Starting to thin out here. You said Link Between Worlds already?
I'm not answering that question.
No, I think you did. Oh, yeah, because we said 3DS. All right, well, the other one I played on the DS, which I think was more touchscreeny, was Spirit Tracks. Ibbit? Brian Ibbit, are you there? Did we lose Brian Ibbit?
That is right. Spirit Tracks 2009. Yeah, there's getting a big lag all of a sudden.
I was too.
It'll catch up.
That was really weird.
No, I'm still here.
Yeah, I think you're just hearing us lag. Uh-oh. He's hearing
there
us.
There we
lagged.
Go. There we go. Yeah. Man. Oh, no. So you were hearing that too, Brian, where it was like
I'm
super slow.
Terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
I'm even hearing that.
Okay. So that's all on Scott's side.
Is it? I don't know. I'm not losing.
He's playing Zelda right now.
I'm not losing any frames or anything. Everything's fine. That was really weird. It looked like Brian just wasn't here. It was I thought, no. His router's
here's
broken.
Here's what it sounded like. It sounded like Scales going, I'm going to say
that's
Spirit
pretty good.
Tracks.
Also like what's her name on the Rumors album. Got it.
That's pretty good.
Got it.
That's like Stevie Nicks. Very good, yeah.
All right, so Spirit Tracks is correct, yes?
Spirit Tracks is correct. 2009, also for the Nintendo DS.
All right.
Never played that one at all. There's only one more that I can think of.
That's a shame.
And I'm trying to. I can see the cover box, but I can't see the subtitle. It's Zelda 2, but it's. Would Zelda 2 do, or is it, do I have to have the whole thing?
You have to have the whole thing.
Dang it!
Because I'm letting you get away with not saying The Legend of Zelda every time, because right. every most of the other games are Legend of Zelda.
What is The Legend of Zelda?
But no, Zelda 2 is not enough information.
Zelda 2, Goo Ball. Link's Adventure? Is that Link's Adventure? Zelda 2 Link's Adventure.
Okay, there you go. No, that's wrong.
That's wrong?
There you go. What, what is
Zelda 2 Link's Adventure?
Nope. The Adventure of Link. Yep.
The
Adventure of Link. You got it wrong.
I even gave you a chance to pull yourself out of it. You did not. Yeah, Zelda 2 The Adventure of Link came out in 1988 for also
for the NES.
Oh no.
I feel bad. You lost. What are you going to do?
The other ones you did not mention.
I feel like the judging's getting a little harsh.
Do you now?
It seems like it was a little more lean.
I think that's a pretty clear.
I think when Scott said Frasca last week. You didn't call him on that.
Frasca? What the hell's that? I did not do that.
All right, here are the other ones you could mention. Link's Awakening, Oracle of Ages, Oracle of Seasons, Four Swords, The Minish Cap, Four Swords Adventures, and that's it.
What about the CDI game? Someone in the chat asked, Free Rangers asked. Wasn't there a CDI game that was, maybe they don't count it? Let's see. I'd have to look it up.
Oracle of Ages and Oracle of Seasons were.
Oh, were those the CDI games? They might have been.
So yeah, okay. Game Boy GBC. Oh, Game Boy Color.
Oh, I'm thinking of Zelda's Wand. Here it is. I found it. Wand of Gamelon. Wand of Gamelon. Yeah, it was. Where was this on? This was on the Philips CDI system. Zelda, the Wand of Gamelon. I would have never known that.
Yeah,
I mean, I would have.
Yeah, you know, this says I take you that this does say games in the main series. So yes, the Wand of Gamelon and Faces of Evil were CDI games. Where if you would have said those, we would have pulled them probably. I mean, we would have counted them because I would have had to say it.
Yeah, they're not considered canon by fans or even Nintendo. I don't think in terms of story or characters and stuff, but they would have probably worked for. Thing today, but Brian,
I think we would have allowed
you blew it. feels good to lose to me. That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, but poor Clacky D does not win. These prizes get carried over to next week, to Monday's show.
Should have gone with the Johnson.
Again, congratulations to Steve, aka Thorgan. He is gonna get a prize for submitting a Babel Royale. And if you have an idea for a Babel Royale, email it. If you are a patron. A patron of TMS. I don't know what levels you have to be. Sales Geek can explain that. But if you've got an idea for one of your patrons, send it over to me. And details are in the Patreon about that.
I wonder if Hyrule Warrior. I'll bet Hyrule Warriors wouldn't count because that was a crossover with that other game.
It's not. Yeah, it's not listed in the main series games. I mean, and by that same token, you know, his appearances in. Smash Brothers probably don't count either.
Right, good point. Oh, yeah, yeah. You can't do that. Can't count those. That's true. All right, well, that's all been good. How about this?
This is your radio newscaster with another exclusive sensational summary of world and local events.
Hey, it's the news. What's brought to you by?
Brought to you by Coverville today at 1 p.m. Mountain Time, the only time zone that matters at coverville.com/live or on twitch.tv/coverville, celebrating the birthday of... A guy who was in Traffic, a guy who was in the Spencer Davis Group, a guy who was in Blind Faith, but also made a pretty damn big name for himself by singing stuff like Higher Love and Ark of a Diver and Valerie. I'm talking about Steve Winwood, who has a great duet. I don't know if you call it a duet album, but it was an album with Eric Clapton.
Oh, really?
Came out a few years ago. Yeah, and the two of them do blues tracks. They do covers of Blind Faith and and Eric Clapton earlier stuff. Really, really good. So look for something from that as well. Some Jimi Hendrix cover. Madison Square Garden. That's it. Live from Madison Square Garden. Steve Winwood and Eric Clapton.
Oh, hey, Free Rangers is right, by the way. Another little throwback. Soul Calibur 2, the guest character on the GameCube version of that game was Link. But that doesn't count either. Can't count those.
Doesn't count. No. Will not count that. No, sorry. But
if it was
matter,
like, yeah, if it was like all games where he appears, that'd be different. But we're not doing that. Let's get right to the news here. A woman. Woman.
Woman.
I don't know why that's so fun to do every time, but anyway, a woman has been fired for, and I would absolutely fire her for this, bringing laxative-filled brownies to a coworker's send-off. Freaking Janice from accounting, man.
No kidding, right? Liz, you know, we had some great times together working here, but since you've got to go, you've got to go.
I would freak out. I would hate this. Anyway, a 47-year-old Adrian woman. Adrian, where's that? Adrian somewhere.
Oh, I thought Adrian. So, yeah, that wasn't her name. Saline.
Saline, Texas? Wait. I don't know. Anyway, her name is, it doesn't say her name.
Maybe. Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh, Ann Arbor. All right. Oh, that's where we got that one listener weirdo lives there. Can't think of his name. Anyway, 47-year-old woman lost her job. I can't think of his name. Something from Ann Arbor. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. Jeff, or no, something like that, right? Because he used to call in for Stump Dunaway a lot.
Yes. And he would also.
Or maybe even earlier than that.
He'd call with all kinds of wacky stuff. Like, like Ann Arbor. Oh, I don't remember his name. He's probably listening right now going, "You guys suck. You can't remember my name.
Can't remember my name.
Me." I'm sure it's in here, but I don't know where it is. Anyway, what's my point? My point is, hey, this woman, she got fired. Police were called on May 3rd to the MMI Engineering Solutions company after the company received a tip from an employee that a woman planned to put laxatives in brownies she was bringing to send off another coworker. Company intervened, confiscated the suspect's brownies, and called the police before the brownies could be eaten. Wow. When interviewed by police, the 47-year-old initially denied putting laxative in the brownies, but when informed the brownies would be forensically tested for tampering, she admitted to baking in a cube of laxatives, according to police. Police learned from the other employees, though, the suspect denied it. there may have been some previous tensions between the departing employee and this woman. The nature of
no.
this.
No. Wow, really. She just didn't do this as a joke. There was some tension between them.
Yeah. The nature of the spat was unknown, but the nature of the...
Nancy's a real gossip.
Yeah. The nature of the splat is well known now. get it? Because they got diarrhea. Get it?
Right. Diarrhea.
Diarrhea. Let's see. Moving on. Gap is... sorry. They say they're sorry. This is the Gap. You fall into the Gap. They're a clothes manufacturer. In fact, when you and I were... teenagers, pretty much the Gap was where you went.
Now Gap and American Eagle Outfitters was pretty popular.
Yeah, they were huge. I don't think the Gap had opened. What's their sister store?
Not Forever 21.
No, it's an
not H&M or
no crap. Someone in the chat's gonna remember this. It's a. It's common. You can go find them anywhere now. They're all over the place, and I can't remember the name. Old Navy.
Yeah. Oh, really? Old Navy is a sister?
Yeah, their own.
Is a Gap sister?
They're owned
by the Gap. I didn't
realize
that.
Yeah, pretty good. The Gap
sisters.
Makes
sense. I mean, they sell pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, it's all the same. They're like...
Yeah, Banana Republic. That was another one that people would go to for clothes all the time when we were kids. I mean, probably still do, but...
Yeah, they're still there, I think, at the malls and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, they've apologized because they were selling a t-shirt with an incorrect map of China. Now, this story isn't about this, but there's actually a problem with Old Navy right now, too, because an artist that my daughter follows does a bunch of dog art, like little puppy art. And Old Navy stole her designs. She does an Etsy store and stuff. Stole her original designs and made a shirt out of it and mass-produced it and tried to sell it. And she sued them for using her art without her permission. Or without paying her, and now they've countersued her, saying, "You know, whatever, I can do what I want." Is basically their answer. So it's like the whole Gap organization is in a little bit of trouble right now. But anyway, this incorrect map of China shows up on this shirt. U.S. retailer apologized on Monday for a shirt, said it has a incorrect map of China, adding it would implement rigorous reviews to prevent the repeat mistake. Apology came after a person posted pictures of the T-shirt on the Chinese social media network Weibo. It sounds like a little robot or something, doesn't it?
It does. Totally does sound like, yeah, exactly.
Like those little BB-8 things.
Does it seem, I mean, is it possible that these shirts were even made in China? Like, like these T-shirts may have even been manufactured overseas
they
in China?
They probably were. I'm not guessing that they were because most of them are, and they just, I don't know, after spending some time in Chinese factories, they just put their head down and make whatever they're told. I don't think anyone's paying attention. Like, it's not, it wouldn't be for them to, somebody in the assembly line to raise their hand and go, excuse me, I think this map's wrong. Like, they'd never do that.
Right.
It's all like,
this take border doesn't go this direction. It's over here.
Yeah.
Actually, I think this is Jakarta.
Yeah. It's like, take this 50 cents you get a day and shut up is basically how it works over there. Let's see. It was actually the store in Canada that found it. Gap Inc. respects the sovereignty and territorial integrity of China. We've learned that the Gap brand T-shirt sold in some overseas markets failed to reflect the correct map of China. We sincerely apologize for this unintentional error, they said in a statement. It added that the products they have pulled from the Chinese market and destroyed them. Don't do that. Give them to a homeless person who needs a shirt.
There you go. Right.
They don't give a shit if the map's
wrong. Chances are they're not going to use it for accuracy and say, okay, well, let's see. If I take this road.
This is dumb. Yeah. I don't get it. Like, don't destroy them. This isn't the offending shirts have been destroyed. No, distribute them. Give them away to somebody. It's fine. They don't care if it's slightly inaccurate. In fact, it's kind of cool that if I got a shirt like this, and say, this is one of the ones with a bad map on it. Lame.
Mm-hmm.
This article pisses me off except for that they burned the shirts. That annoys me. I assume they burned them. They say they destroyed them. I don't know how do you destroy a shirt? Would you burn it? Would you?
I don't think there's any way to recycle the fibers, right? You can't just put them in a thresher and then out poops some new thread.
I don't know. Actually, I don't know enough about the textile industry.
You can do that with 3D printing, but you just can't do that with clothes for some reason.
Dunaway says, don't give poor people inaccurate info. I don't know, man. I think shirts, it's more important to be warm and clothed than it is to
have like a map those, on there. You know, the Super Bowl shirts when they have, or not the Super Bowl, but it's like when they have the conference finals football where they make shirts and hats for both teams in case whichever one of them wins, then they can start selling them, boom, right there at the stadium. And whichever shirts they don't use, they send off to third world countries as clothing. Should have done that.
Is that what they do? They actually do that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So I could go to, some back street in Egypt and there'd be some kid going, hello, way to go Broncos or whatever.
Go Seahawks. Yeah, exactly.
I think that's really funny. All this inaccurate Super Bowl winner shirts and hats are floating around the world.
Totally, yeah.
Here's a bummer. I'm going to read this one here. All You Can Eat Pizza Festival apologized for a lack of pizza. That's no good.
That's all you can eat. What are you complaining about? Yeah. We've given you all you can eat. That's all you can eat.
Yeah.
Just what we have.
Yeah, it's all we have is all you can eat. Organizers of an all-you-can-eat pizza festival apologize profusely after repeatedly running out of pizza slices. Customers had to queue up for an hour to get a single slice of an oven after an oven broke at the Notting Hill Pizza Festival. Notting Hill, it's a movie, right? That's the thing.
It is. I'm just a man standing in front of a woman demanding more pizza.
That's pretty much the whole story, by the way. There's nothing else there.
That is the movie, exactly. Yeah. Yes, it's Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think so. I remember my wife was a huge fan of that when it came out. And my mom. Yeah. My mom was really into it.
Yeah.
Break time. When we come back, it's Recommendals with Nicole Spag. No Tom. Tom is out. He is in he's in Australia. That's how out he is. He is way out there.
Down under.
I'm still on his show today, DTNS, but it's me and Sarah and Ralphie Boy there. Not Ralphie. Roger.
Ralphie Boy.
I don't know why I said Ralphie Boy. But that's all coming up later this afternoon. But before we do a break, we should do a song. You got a little something there?
I do have a little something. This comes to us from a brand new album called Reach by a band called Onism EV. I don't know what the EV stands for, but their new album is called Reach. This is a song called In the Shadow. I'm trying to pull up some information about Onism because my browser page crashed. Oh, so I had to pull this up again. These guys are from the New York City area, actually from both New York City and San Antonio. So from two different parts of the country, influenced by groups like Kings of Leon and Mitski. You can find them online at Onism, which is onismev.com. And yeah, check it out. Here is their brand new song, In the Shadow. Here's Onism EV.
All right. We'll see you guys on the other side.
A user generally experiences an uncontrollable feeling of hilarity, quite without reason. He exhibits a marked carelessness. His senses and time perception are distorted.
Alcohol is dynamite.
The Morning Stream. Garblurg blurg.
And we're back, everybody. Quick update from the chat as to what gets done with your shirts when they go get destroyed. Mm-hmm. According to the Council for Textile Recycling, 30% of textiles not resold locally will be made into rags, which are used in many industries for cleaning and other purposes. Meanwhile, 20% of these textiles will be broken down into their fibers and made into new products like carpet, insulation, or stuffing for car seats. After all of this, only 5% of recovered clothing ends up as waste. That's cool.
That's cool. Yeah, and TVZ Gun sent the thing about the charity company that does the stuff with the Super Bowl and conference winner shirts going to poorer countries.
Oh, you know what I was going to do today? Crap. I was going to test the Twitch's low latency thing, I've had access to forever. I didn't realize it. Apparently, if you're partnered, you always had it. I didn't know.
Really?
So
you could have done it the whole time.
I totally could have. However, I want to test it with the audience to see if it works for them, because it means that they'll hear us much quicker and then they can respond much quicker. So way faster interactions.
Oh, that's what that does for us. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. The downside is it could mean people with crappier connections could mean more buffering and stuff like that. So I'm slightly worried about that, but we'll test it tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll remember, you guys. I'll put it on and we'll try it.
Okay. Remember the 17th of May-zember.
May-zember is a great name.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
If we get a new month, that's what I'm petitioning for us to have, is May-zember.
All right, I'm in. Giving Nicole a call. She's around, right? You saw her yesterday. She was planning on being
here. Yeah, I saw her. I talked to her.
Yeah, yeah. That'll be good, because...
she just wouldn't shut up about podcasting.
She's had some experience with it, you know. She's done a few. Let's see. We're ringing her. Says she's offline, but that didn't mean nothing. Could mean that she's just faking it.
She's really quickly watching something for recommendations.
Could be that.
Like getting one quick movie out of the way.
Okay, now it's working. Okay, hey, one phone call is all we ask. And then you can ask us the burning question you've got on your mind while we wait for Nicole. She's in her car. She's on her way home. We should see her any second now, which means if you call 801-285-9395, we'll hear from you and you can say things. Now, see, this is a good example of if we had low latency mode on, they would have heard me say this a long time ago. Right now, they're just now hearing it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Rush Gender says, Scott, watch The Little Prince while we're waiting for Nicole. I can't.
If only there was enough time.
I really am wanting to watch it, I promise. I swear, it's not me just being a poop. I just have been busy.
It's
anyway.
You just being a poop.
Oh, Dave's got a good point while we wait for a single call to come in. Good opportunity to plug the Kickstarter ending. Yeah. It ends today. Now, I was thinking about doing like a little live stream, like a little Ender live stream thing. But I'll be on DTNS then. So it's their fault that won't happen today. However, if you go to frogpants.com, you know what? I don't know if I got that move. Pants.com/cards. I think that's not working anymore. Yeah, it's a dead URL. I moved the site and I got to fix that. Anyway, search for on Kickstarter, just search for Scott Johnson or playing cards. You'll find it. And it's the last day. It ends at 3:30 today. So if you haven't done it yet, you got to get in there and make it happen. Let's take a quick phone call. See what we got here. Oh, yeah. Wannabos put it in the chat room. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Soggy Britches in the chat.
Hey, man. What's going on?
How's it going?
Almost just chilling.
Oh, that's great. you got a good question for us? Any kind of anything? You can ask us anything, man. It can be hardcore. It can be...
we will answer honestly.
Yeah. Sorry, say again.
I want you to think about it for a second before you answer.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. It's cheese a condiment?
Is cheese a condiment?
I know why you're asking, because when you get nachos or when you get something you can sprinkle cheese on top of. Mm-hmm. That's a really good question.
I would say no. A condiment.
Because think about spaghetti, right? Like you put spaghetti and then the sauce, and then you sprinkle Parmesan cheese on it. Mm-hmm. Is that a condiment?
Mm. Hey, look at you.
I say no. I say.
You say no.
I say no.
I say yes. He says no.
Do you hear Laurel or Yanny?
Oh my gosh, I am so sick of hearing about that. I totally hear Yanny, by the way.
Do you really?
Yes.
I totally hear Laurel.
You know what? Let's do it while we have the listener on the line. We're going to test this. Okay? So the Laurel and Yanny thing. Apparently this is the dress green or black and white or whatever, right? That's what this thing is. Right. So I'm going to play this, and you guys in the chat, and this caller and Brian can tell us what they hear. So here you go. Oh, it's some news lady. Hold on. I don't want to hear their commentary. I just want the video.
Want a link? I can give you a link.
Did I find it? Give me the link, yeah. Can you throw in, in the chat room so that they all have it too, and then I'll just click it.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Linked. There you go.
All right, here we go. I'm playing this now. It's taking freaking forever. Okay, here's the clip. Oh my gosh, 102,000 retweets.
Okay.
Or likes, rather. Okay, here we go.
Laurel.
Okay, let's try it again.
Laurel.
What do you hear?
I totally hear Laurel. Without a doubt.
You hear Laurel?
I hear Laurel.
I hear Yanny. Let me try that again.
Tina hears Yanny
Laurel.
Too.
Okay, let me try it again.
Laurel.
Wait.
Laurel.
I don't hear Laurel.
Laurel.
That's so crazy.
What is this? I mean, I know what this is, but why is that a thing?
It's like the dress all over again.
It totally is the dress.
It is. I hear Pumbaa. That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Cheese is not a condiment. That's what I meant to say. It's also not a very good condom.
DJ Stengel plays or has a link to a different one. I think if you adjust the frequency of it or the bass, it makes it sound more like Yanny to people who hear Laurel.
Okay, let me check it here. Hold on. Where's DJ Stengel's? This thing's flipping.
Yes, roll up. Yeah, I can put another copy.
Here it is. I found it. Okay, so we're gonna hit play.
Laurel.
I still hear Yanny both times.
Oh, really? I hear Laurel the first time, and I do hear Yanny the second time.
Oh, really? Interesting. Yeah. Okay, hold on. I'm going to play that one again. Let me turn it up.
Laurel.
I hear Yanny both times.
That's insane.
That's so weird. I don't get it. Still Laurel, people say.
Laurel.
Wait, now
you hear Laurel?
I heard Laurel. I heard Laurel now. What do you hear? Is that what you hear, Nicole?
I hear Laurel.
That's so weird.
Yeah, Tina hears Yanny. That's so funny.
I hear Yanny.
But it is like such an unbelievable thing, way more so than the blue dress. When somebody tells you they hear the other thing, it is incredulous to you. Like, how on earth can you not hear Yanny? Or how on earth can you not hear Laurel?
I try so hard to hear Laurel. Like, I try, my brain, I just focus. It's like, listen, really close, Scott. It's got to be Laurel, obviously, because all my friends are saying it. I still hear Yanny. I can't hear Laurel.
That's funny.
I don't get it. All right. But here's what I do get. This thing I'm going to play. It's Nicole Spag in Colorado City, Colorado. No, not really.
I'm sorry. I was late. I was delivering brownies. I totally screwed.
Were there any? Did you put anything in those brownies, Nicole?
Last week was Teacher Appreciation Week, and I kind of spaced on it for my daughter's teachers. So I made a plate of brownies and I took them to them this morning.
Just brownies, though. No laxatives.
No, nothing in the brownies. Just chocolate.
No pot or weed.
No pot. Okay. Just because we live in Colorado doesn't make every brownie a pot brownie.
Well, that's good. That's nice of you. Kim does that stuff all the time. She took donuts to Nick's media class this morning just because. She's like, oh, these kids are all here. Let's bring them donuts. And I sit here and go, how much?
That's up good.
Yeah, feeding those kids well. It's Nicole Spencer. What am I trying to say? It's Nicole and Recommendals. I was trying to put Nicole and Recommendals. we're here to do recommendal stuff we find on streaming services and recommend on the show. Brian, we always do you first.
Hey.
Do you have any setup for this clip?
No, this might be pretty obvious when you hear names referenced in it. And I've mentioned this on the show, but I've not officially recommended it. So that's why I'm using it as my recommendal today.
Oh, well, all right. I like this. Let's click into this. Hold on. I got to kill that. All right. Here we go. Here's Brian's clip. See if you can guess what it is.
Sorry, Miss.
Dr. Smith.
I was wondering how you deal with it, being the keeper of all those secrets.
You have to find a place inside where you put things. You
don't want anyone else to know. Where it can't hurt you. Or anyone else. It's just part of the job.
Pling. I have no idea.
How to do a murder or something like that.
Oh, how to get away with murder? It is not. A couple people in the chat room got it. It is Lost in Space. I wanted to pick a...
I wanted
to pick clips that did not have robot in it or any mention of a Robinson. But that was Parker Posey as Dr. Smith, which is awesome. Really, really good casting.
Yeah, I heard she's great at that. So Tom and I just watched the two pilots of the original series. And the highlight of that is the Dr. Smith character by far. Like, he's the big draw. And
totally.
I hear the same is true here. And it's just interesting that it's her.
It really is.
Yeah.
And the thing I was worried about with this is that it was going to be kind of have that safe Terra Nova kind of feel. You know how I kind of liked Terra Nova until the last episode, and I'm like, oh, no, I love Terra Nova, and then it canceled it. Because finally they were in danger in the very last episode of Terra Nova. Mm. But Lost in Space does a really good job of making it, you know, making you not feel like it's just Swiss Family Robinson, basically, which I know is kind of the space inspiration for Lost in Space. It's really, really good. I'm 7 episodes through the 10 episodes, so just a couple more episodes left to go, but really, really love the way they're taking this. And aside from Parker Posey, you've also got Molly Parker, who we know from Deadwood and House of Cards, and she's awesome.
Oh,
she can do no wrong as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I love her. She's great.
Or as far as I'm concerned, yeah. She's great. So totally worth it. Go check it out. It's on Netflix, 10 episodes. And at least speaking for the first 10, they're very, very good.
Well, this is good news. That's something I want to see. So I will check it out. Yeah. Nicole, have you watched it at all yet?
Not yet. I've been meaning to. I also have been meaning to watch the series, the Dangerous Adventures for Boys. I don't remember. I'm the worst with titles this morning.
Dangerous Adventures for Boys.
No, it's based off of a book. It's
not a series book of unfortunate events, right?
No, something different.
It's okay. Amazon. Series of unfortunate events for boys.
Dangerous
liaisons for boys.
Oh man, that's no good.
Dangerous book for boys.
Oh,
so it's a series, and I've been meaning to watch that with Mateo.
Dangerous book for. Oh yeah, it's based on a book.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. So, where's this showing?
It's an Amazon Prime show that I haven't had a chance to watch, and it's an original. So that's the only place you're going to find it.
Oh yeah, look at this. Okay.
It's, you know, about three young boys and their father passed away, but he left them this book called The Dangerous Book for Boys. And it's like these kind of fantastical adventures. And like, I got to sit down and watch this with Mateo.
Yeah.
So. Really? Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah, that sounds good. I like when they do stuff like this, especially for kids. Seems like it's aimed at his age group. So that's good.
Exactly. And I'm always looking for something I can watch with him that I don't want to pull my hair out.
Yeah.
Watch.
Nice.
Right. Yeah.
Like Troll Hunters was perfect.
Oh, I love that thing. That's coming back with new stuff, I heard.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't know if the main actor, well, he died, so I don't think he's going to be able to be then, dude. Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be able to call that one in.
Yeah.
No, probably not.
I don't think even Del Toro. Yeah, no.
Not Benicio.
No, the other one.
The other Del Toro.
Yeah, the other Del Toro. I don't think he has that kind of power, is what I'm saying. I don't think he can tap into the other world and have the poor Chekhov right back
Anton
in.
Anton Yeltsin. Yeah.
Oh, man, that sucks. He was only 26. It's lame.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to play my clip, see if you guys can figure this out. Let me preface this by saying I have had very little time to do anything but work on server problems and issues. And the Kickstarter thing ramping down, so it's all hands on deck, and I haven't had time to watch much. So what I did have time for was sort of on in the background, and it's weird comfort food for me, and I wasn't even alive when it came out, but here it is.
Hi, everybody.
A warm, sweet morning. Plenty of sunshine. That's what I love about Chicago.
The only tradition my family knew was divorce.
Oh, I suppose nobody's going to stuff the cornucopia.
And you stuff it, Martha. Where's my yellow flannel shirt?
All right, any ideas?
You say Martha.
It's a little, it's a little muffled. It's the old Bob Newhart show. It's the old original one.
Yeah.
Not Newhart, the one where it's in the bed and breakfast in Maine. Or in,
right. Was I hearing, I think I was hearing Peter Boners in that clip.
I think you heard Peter Boners. Yeah.
Peter Boners.
That's an awful name.
With a Z.
Peter Boners.
Peter Boners.
Where's this?
It's Hulu's got the entire thing there, and it's you know, you're gonna watch this and go, oh, the clothes and the houses and the stuff. I mean, this is so late 60s. It's just really kind of ridiculous. And it was, you know, I was maybe a baby when this was on the air. I'm not even sure it was on the air when I was born, but I really like it. There's something about Bob Newhart and his methods and the way he talks, and I just find it to be weirdly comforting. And he plays a psychiatrist and works in this building where he's got this weird dentist that works in the office next door to him. And the lady who's his secretary is really funny. And you would know her as Mrs. Krabappel. Yeah, Mrs. Krabappel from the Simpsons, although she's recently passed also. But anyway, it's a fun little thing. It's just him and his wife living in Chicago, dealing with stuff. It's a sitcom. It's got a laugh track. And I find it hopelessly comforting, and I don't know why. It's good though. It's really good, so you should check it out. This is the second week I've watched some old TV show because I haven't had time for anything else, but that's what you're gonna get from me. All right, Nicole.
The website looks great, by the way.
Thanks. There's still more to do, but I'll figure it out. In fact, right now I have a video rotating through the homepage in the background that is an old Nerdtacular video, and it features you. Your face pops up in there, so so there it is, you and Tom laughing at something. Anyway, hey, what's nice. Yes, Hulu chat room is where it is. It's on Hulu. Just search for Bob Newhart and you'll find it. So what do you got? What do you bring?
We're gonna all recommend TV shows this week because I have a TV show to recommend. My clip is roughly 40 seconds long till you get to the part where I want you to hear. So it has 3 seasons. It's on Netflix, and if you like Dr. Horrible sing-along blog, it's not for sure that you will like this show, but it is a good chance you will.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. So he was your first love. Oh, baby, he was my first everything.
What is this?
Gina and I watched the first season of this, and maybe we watched the second season, but we got really irritated by the way the season ended. Like, for Pete's sake. She can be a little frustrating sometimes, Rachel Bloom.
Called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. There's 3 seasons streaming on Netflix right now. I think it was a CW show. I don't even know how I started watching it. Probably just randomly. You know what? I just had Ava and I was just kind of, you know, killing time. So I just started watching it and I got hooked. And
why do I know that her name? Rachel Bloom. What should I know her from?
Didn't she win a Golden Globe for this?
She did. Yeah. And had a great, I can't remember the acceptance speech. I just remember it was really, really good. And she writes all the music for the show
and sings all these YouTube songs.
She's a YouTuber, eh?
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh no. I know her face from something. I've never seen this show, but I know her from something. No, I'm looking at her.
Did I say my crazy? It's just Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Just Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Yeah.
Well, all right.
I feel she's mine.
She was you're right. She was a YouTuber. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Well, maybe I should watch that. That was pretty funny. Didn't see that coming. Didn't think that was
the songs are hilarious. Like, she does one where she's getting ready to go out and she's talking about her boobs, and mm-hmm. it's so funny and clever, and I love the show. So.
All right. Yeah, she's still got this YouTube channel. I don't know if it's active or not. If she's still using it, but she seems like
a dude. she is great. It's just the frustration that you have with this character. Mm-hmm. In the show was almost too much for me and Tina. I think it might have been too much for me and Tina. But she wrote, you know, the song that I don't know if you watched the Flash and Supergirl, but when they did this big crossover where they traveled back in time to this like crooner area thing, she wrote the song Super Friend that Supergirl and Flash sing together. The duet that they
Really? That's interesting. She wrote
You're
that?
My super friend. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Really, really good.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Rachel
Crazy
Bloom.
Girlfriend, Netflix.
Making it work. Fantastic. We'll do this again next week, of course, picking things from services that we enjoy. I'm going to actually try to watch something decent this week, so that'll be good. Because mm-hmm. my website stuff is all good now. No problems.
Yay.
Smooth sailing. I have some things I want to add and do, but no more broken links and stuff.
So, Nicole, how does Mark feel bad about missing out on the Chipotle and the fun we had?
Not
at the,
all. I honestly... he didn't come because I think he just would have been like, what do I need to talk about? I think
you represented very well for the show.
Yes. Yeah. I love talking that stuff with you. So
yeah, no, that's great. Sounds like you guys had a good time.
Yeah. Somebody asked if it was recorded, if they could watch it or listen to it. I know it was audio recorded.
Yeah. They recorded and they had some photos of it. And I think they are going to share once they share the link with us. Of the podcast, because I think they're going to release it on their feed. So once we have it, we'll post it.
Nice. Well, I would gladly watch that or listen to it just to hear these great tips on how to be a podcaster.
Yeah. Yes.
It's Nicole Spag.
How do you podcast?
Find her on Twitter at Nicole Spag. She'll post about these TV shows. You can watch for that. Take it easy. Have fun. We'll see you next time. Well, she left quicker than I expected. Hey,
I don't like jury.
No, hell no. All right, hey everybody, that's it, that's the show. So big day today. I got the DTNS, you got your Coverville, you got all your stuff, core tonight, blah 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 blah. Big busy Wednesdays like always, but nice thing is Carter and I are going to do a an art stream sometime between 11 and 11:30. We'll start it, and we'll squeeze one in today. So we're gonna do dual screen today, drawn together. She's off today. We figured why not take advantage of that. So we're going to totally do that. Brian, you got anything else you wanted to mention?
Nothing else to pimp. Yeah. Just Coverville at 1:00. And then I'm doing freelance for the whole rest of the day. Maybe rating, but definitely going to trivia tonight. So.
Oh yeah. Trivia. Where is it at? Or what's the, do you know the
it's
topic?
It's at Moe's Barbecue. And, I know that tonight's topics include, where is it? Because I posted this in our little group, our Facebook group. Tonight's topics include She's Got the Beat, Surely You Jest, Sooner or Later, RV Edition, and Round 2 is on Stuff with Z's in it. So it's going to be songs with the letter Z in it.
Well, I think you'll do just fine. It's not just artists, so it can't be like Warren Zevon, right? It could be. Okay.
Yeah, it could be song titles, could be musicians. So
I'm trying to think of a song. Z, all that jazz. There's one.
Right. There's a good. Yep. Yeah, you're right. All I can think of are artists like Boz Scaggs and ZZ Top. And
yeah, this is hard. Harder than I thought it would be. I'm sure there's a million of them. I can't think of it. Well, anyway, that'll be fun for you. You'll have to report tomorrow on how that goes. Don't forget, you can vote on a title for today's show. That's if you're here watching live at frogpants.showbot.tv. Vote for the ones you like. Submit one if you haven't. And at the end of the song here, we will pick one and make it the title for the show. All right, that's going to do it. Let's get out of here. Music, though, if you have any.
Yes, I do. I'm just looking here. Zero songs with zero comfort. Oh, Danger Zone.
Danger
is a good
Zone.
One. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of different songs with the title Crazy.
Zamboni.
Zigzag. Crazy little thing called Love. Kind of the same thing. Yeah. Crazy Train. Voulez-vous by ABBA.
That got Z's in it?
Yeah. Voulez-vous.
Les got it.
Yep. So anyway, there you go.
I left my heart in Zimbabwe. That's one.
perfect. That's yeah. What a great tune that was. Hey, so Andy in the UK wrote in and said, Squirt and Blast. I've been a TMS listener since about 2013 and listened to the instant since maybe 07. Keep up the laughs and giggles and don't stop making fun of stuff. You may think you're just goofing around making fart and boob jokes, but you're making more of a difference than you think. By the way, we make fart jokes. We don't joke about boobs.
Never.
My friend.
Never.
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 He says, I've got a few busy weeks with birthdays and weddings. Oh, Lordy, it's mine. Somehow she said yes. Congratulations. And would love if I could request a cover for my birthday, Wednesday, the 16th of May. Anything by or of the style of the Red Hot Chili Peppers or the Killers or just anything tickling Brian's fancy would be great. Love the show, though. Andy in the UK.
You got something tickling your fancy?
Something tickling my fancy for Andy. So here's what we got. We have a song by the Killers. This is something they contributed to the Achtung Baby covered album from 7 years ago, where I think this was for Spin Magazine. A bunch of different bands got together and covered songs from U2's album, Achtung Baby, mm-hmm. of course. The Killers contributed this one, and it's cool because it's not one of the bigger songs from Achtung Baby. So I like that. I like that they got one of the deeper cuts to cover. This is Ultraviolet, Light My Way by the Killers.
Nice. Let's play it now. Why won't it play?
Okay. I don't know.
It's being weird. Oh, no. Here it is. Sorry. As the file wasn't linked. Yeah, tomorrow, a brand new show. Come on back. Wendy won't be here again because we missed her last week because of a problem. And this week she's in Amsterdam
she's
or something.
Still lost in the woods.
No one's found her yet. But
foraging for nuts and berries.
Hopefully that improves, but we'll figure out something tomorrow. Probably a big call-in or something. We'll do something fun. Perfect. So come on back for that. That's going to do it for us. We'll see you then.
Sometimes I feel like I don't know. Sometimes I feel like checking out. I want to get it wrong. Can't always be strong. Love it won't be long. No. Oh, sugar, don't you cry. Oh, child, wipe the tears from your eyes. You know I need to be strong in the days as dark as the night is long. I feel like trash, you make me feel clean. I'm in the black, can't see or be seen. Baby, 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 light my way. Bury your treasure. That's the price of love. I know it ain't cheap. Come on, baby, 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 light my way.
Yeah. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Perfect sack.